is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
Exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly, and Shannon Gross.
In case you're wondering, Jesse has not left the studio since yesterday, and he's still eating on those wings.
Yes.
Tasty. You know... I talked to some of the guys who was done shows before us today. They're like, man, Jesse, Mike tastes like Wingstop. I said, well, maybe we better get in here and clean it off.
Oh, you know what? I was talking to Nick right before we came down here, Eatman. We share an office. And I said, have I missed anything this week? And he said, what are you talking about? I said, today is Thursday of the second week of football season, and we're going over Cowboys defense, Redskins offense, and that's all I have to talk about. There's no drama. There's no storylines other than the tank thing we talked about yesterday. That's all we got this week. I mean, what's going on with the Cowboys? There's always something going on, man. Is this a sign of –
Let's knock on wood.
This is how it's supposed to be, and we're just not used to it. Like, what's going on? Jesse, what do you think?
I like it. I like it like this. I like it not have to worry about someone on suspension or possibly being suspended or someone sitting out. This is the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be able, when you get into football season, focus on football.
Mm-hmm.
All the extra, you know, ancillary things happening on the outside, that's white noise that you don't need. And again, when you go back and you look at the good football teams, the consistently good football teams, they don't have the drama. They're focused on one thing. It's a uniformity focus. Football. How can we improve? How can we get better on winning today?
What's that look?
Hey, man. Look at that.
Change that camera to Nate. Hey. Yeah, Kate. No, the one right there.
The star. And it's no chaos. The star has no chaos.
What is going on? It's weird, huh, Nate?
For real. But let me say this. On a serious tip,
uh-huh.
When you have that chaos, how can you be organized? People say, that's just the Cowboys. That's just inconsistency of one winning season, one bad season, one winning season. Because you always going to have that chaos with player or players.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can go in and look at a guy and say, man, you ready? He say, yeah. He look in your eyes and say, yeah, I'm ready. And you knowing that the next morning, you know, hey, man, guess what? Big news just got in a wreck. Because you know I'm not going out doing that extra foolishness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and if I am, I'm going to do it in a way that is close to my house and I can get home. Jason Garrett has them on the right page going in the right direction. Let's just hope and pray that it continue to do that, man.
Yeah. Now, we all know this is probably an anomaly. Like, this is still the Dallas Cowboys.
See?
Something's going to happen. There's no way you're getting 15 more weeks of this, Nate, of quiet football focus. There's going to be something that happens.
Shannon A. Smith right there.
Thank you.
If it can go wrong, it will go wrong.
Yeah.
What? Shannon A. Smith.
What did I say yesterday?
What? That I wasn't going to bring any wings in here, and I delivered. And I'm delivering on this because there's no way this team, for 15 weeks, there's no drama. There's going to be something, Nate. I'm not saying it's going to derail
but
the team.
Let's let it
I'm
be
not saying I'm going to Mexico.
Football related. Oh, we didn't, this guy got injured. Oh, man, we didn't know this guy was going to mm-hmm. pull this. But I told you yesterday, when he tried to bring Mexico back in here.
Mexico?
This is just how I start, man. Watch it.
Hey, you give me a little bit of doubt, I'm going to run with it. You give me a little bit of hope, I'm going to run with that, too.
Hey,
I'm
right
an extremist.
You one side or the other.
I'm all
right
in or I'm out, all out.
Yeah.
It takes me a while to get there,
right.
but that's where I'm going. I thought about that as I was preparing for the show, and I was like, this is really weird. Week two, there's usually something going on. And we're sitting back and we're looking at, you know, we're looking at all the AB drama and the Raiders and what's going on with Odell's watch and all this stuff. And we're just kind of going, Zeke's here. He's good. Everybody's kind of quiet. Yeah. No contract talk. Yeah. And I'm like, man, this is going to be a boring show.
Hey, what's up, Dion?
You awake?
See, now, you on the radio. I got you on my podcast. And I told everybody to be careful. Hey, what? And now you want to bring, the first thing you want to bring is some weight.
You said, what's up? Yeah. I said, you awake. I was just being honest.
Look at him, man. This going over the airways, man. Can you say something nice about your friend?
So you want me to change? I know I want to shot you first, you shot me.
Have a nice day. I'll call you when the show is over.
No, I'm not getting off the phone. You're going to talk to me.
Oh,
okay. Okay, well, Jesse Holly is here, and my friend
Shannon. Shannon Gross. Thanks, Nate.
And my guys.
You know who you work with.
I do know who I work.
What's up, Brian?
I just called my swimmer friend to say hi, and I miss him, and everybody's asking about him. Stephen Baker was over here all morning. And we had a great conversation about you, MD.
So you're out in Canton?
No, I'm in City Hill. He came to, you know, I ordered the field liner from a high school practice field. And you know, I don't know how to do nothing. So he showed me how to hook it up, and we went and lined the whole field.
Cool. All right.
See, things are so quiet with the Cowboys. Dion's just calling you in the middle of the day to see what's going on.
Yeah.
That's my boy. I love him. That's my boy.
All right, man.
For a few days, I get concerned about it.
All right. God bless you, man. I'm going to go. Bye.
Why'd you hang up on that man?
Because I can't crack jokes back on him.
Yeah, you can.
You can call me fat man. I call him rat man. So I didn't want to stain you.
That is true friendship right there, though, right?
When
you can call. And
now you see what he just.
Insult your
tell
friend.
Me what he just hit me back with.
You hog.
That's messed up, man.
That's true friendship. That is true friendship right there, man.
Wow.
You got any really good friends that you played with over the years that you stay in touch with on a
one that
basis?
He shared with us the other day?
Well, of course, John Kitna. Yeah. Tashar Choice, Roy Williams.
Receiver or?
Receiver.
Receiver.
Receiver. Yeah. Receiver and coach. No, let me stop. But just receiver. Patrick Creighton. Big Dre.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of those guys I still...
Stay in touch with them?
Yeah, still stay in touch with.
Pretty regular.
Yeah. Oh, from the Patriots, Matt Slater.
Mm-hmm.
Still talk to Matt Slater. He's a solid dude, man. Matt Slater's one of the most solid dudes you'll ever find on the face of this earth. Not many people from my Bengals days, but yeah. Yeah.
You hiccuping?
Yeah.
Who are you tight with? Obviously Dion.
Mike. Tony Tolbert, Charles Haley, mm-hmm. Me and Mike talk frequently. Me and Moose talk frequently. I talk to Troy maybe once or twice a year. You know, you're the big time quarterback.
Yeah.
But that were my guys, Charles Haley.
Why your boy Charles always coming at me? Charles, he got it out. He has it out for me.
Does he? Does Charles or does Chuck? Because it's two different dudes.
He and I are going to have an adult conversation whenever we run into each other. We're going to have to sit down and have an adult conversation.
Why doesn't he like you? He comes at you?
Yeah, he comes at me sideways like a lot of time. I'll let you hear one of the things that he said about me.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it on audio. So, but he just comes at me for no reason, man.
Yeah, you
got
to attack back.
And so, you know, but I'm not the kind of person that's like, I don't want to attack you on air because I don't know him like that. I want to look in the white of your eyes.
Yeah.
And talk to you face to face. Because then at that point, once we talk man to man, there's only two places we can go.
Right.
When it's man to man.
That's right.
Right. It's we understand each other and we move on. Or.
We don't.
We don't, and now we got to have another conversation.
Yeah.
Which, you know. Yeah.
A different kind of conversation.
Which I'm okay with. I'll tell you all the time, I'm saved, but I ain't soft.
Right.
There's a big difference. I'm saved, but I ain't soft.
Yeah.
So, but your man comes at me a lot, but it's all good. I love him.
I'm going to tell you, Charles Haley, Tony Tolbert, you know, Dion, I go to his place every offseason, just mess around, clear out stuff. We talk. You know, we share, you know, I love the dude, man. Dude is well. And then Mike's a different animal.
Mike, yeah.
he's a different animal, man. I mean, he going, when you see him, it's all love. When you don't see him, he ain't thinking about you.
Isn't that most friendships?
Yeah,
though?
Yeah. Like, he all love. That's one dude there, man. Now, he gonna have everybody's number.
Yeah.
Because if you on a radio show or something, he wants to have first rights to call into your radio show, yes. Cut you off, and give his opinion. He ever done you like
yes.
that, Jess?
Yes.
He called me one time. I'm thinking something wrong with his family. I called, Mike, what's wrong? Hey, man, put me on air right now.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, can y'all put Mike on air right now? Yeah. He has something to say.
And you're tight with Ray Lewis, too, aren't you? You've mentioned him before.
No, I'm not tight with Ray, but I just always like to hear what Ray got to say. When he's out visiting Dion and Ray is there, I just go over and listen.
Yeah.
You know, he's that type of guy. I just go over and listen. I give him a topic. Hey, man, what do you think about this? And it's all about leadership. Mm-hmm. What would you do here, Ray?
Yeah.
Now, you got to be ready to listen. You got to at least have 30 minutes.
Yeah, because you ain't going to get a word in. You ain't getting a word in.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you something. Scooter McGruder played for the you know Scooter. Mm-hmm. Played for several teams, notably the New England Patriots. Guys like that, Larry Brown, you know, Kevin Matthews. One thing that I've learned is a lot of these guys, you know, I met, and I didn't know that we would be close. Like, when it was over, certain things happened where we lined up, and we was always – and so you got to even know me better. You know, the kids, if we go to South Lake Games, so you see Kevin Matthews, you see Larry Brown, because they got kids. Mm-hmm. And so they all decide what they're going to do, and you just talking. And boy, next thing you know, you got a friendship.
Yeah.
You know, now Russell Maryland is the one, like, he's the guy that you say just a grounded, well-rounded, super dude, man.
Yeah.
Russell Maryland. Him and Tony Tolbert. Tolbert don't talk much,
mm-hmm.
you know, but if you get him going, especially about this football thing, we did a deal. We did a deal with Charles Haley, me, and Dion, and I'm gonna call him in a break because it's on Instagram. Man, that thing was. I mean, it was nice, but it wasn't nice. Cause we crack jokes different.
You know what? Yeah. You know what's interesting, and this is like, I don't think you can find friendships like you find in football anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think there's a different bond.
Yeah.
Where. Like, I remember when I first came to the Cowboys, I thought Patrick Creighton hated me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right? Roy Williams wouldn't help me.
Right, right.
I would ask him certain things. He'd be like, didn't they give you a playbook too?
Yeah.
Right? But that's one of my, like, that's one of my best friends. Patrick Creighton, one of my best friends. And, like, that bond that you built in the locker room. And you can ask any former player. Like, I don't miss playing on Sunday. I don't. Like, it takes a lot to play on Sunday. I don't miss that. What I miss.
That locker room.
The locker room.
Mm-hmm.
I miss Thursday night's position group dinners.
Right, right.
Right? You watch film with the position group, then y'all go to dinner, y'all go hang out a little bit.
Right, right.
I miss that. You know what I'm saying? I miss the jokes. I miss, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a certain level of jokes, it's a certain level of things that you can do. Like.
With the fellas.
The first thing he said, Dion, what's up? He said, yo, wait. Everybody can't say that to him.
Nah, everybody ain't gonna say that either.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, there's certain things that a stranger couldn't come in here and say that to Nate. He'd be like, man, you don't know me, man.
You better get a Giants jersey.
Yeah, yeah. Got the wrong jersey, son.
Yeah.
But that's how it is. If my phone ringing, it's, you know, it's PC or it's, and they can say something crazy. Hey, what's up, man? Man, you ain't worth sh. I'm like, well, dang, hello to you too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it's certain things, friendship that you formulate and you build in these locker rooms, man, that are lifetime friendships.
Yeah, man. And see, what got me, man, is, you know, I'm going to call him. Like, during football season, he calls me, you know. And when he don't call me, he'll put something like, fat man. Okay, he got tired. Well, Pryor, what's up?
Right,
we talk.
Right, right,
you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
But during it, when the season is over, now it was a rarity here. During it, when the season over, we talk. I go out to his place and we sit down. You know, we go to this restaurant. All about four or five of us. We gather. We worship together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had these Bible studies. So all these things we do, man. And so this you know, special.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dion to me is special because you don't have a lot of friends. And I'm quite sure that you and the quarterback coach, man, you ain't right, dog. You ain't wrong. You wrong.
I feel good now because you didn't remember Kitten's name And you didn't remember my name 2 minutes ago, so I'm not the only one. So I feel okay.
Sharon is all right.
But when is Kitna ever brought you unlimited wings to eat?
You know what I call those people? I call those like shut up people. Like there's only a certain amount of people who can call me and tell me, hey man, shut up.
Yeah.
And I listen.
Yeah. Right.
Like that's a level of like John Kitna is one of those people. Like if I'm saying something wild on Twitter or he heard me say something wild on radio or something he heard in my personal life and he called me and say, hey. You wrong. Mm-hmm. You need to apologize. You need to do da 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 da.
Yeah.
I'm not looking at him like, what, man? I'm like, you know what? If he calls me and says that,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's only a certain amount of people who can call me and be like, hey, man, shut up. For real. Yeah. Shut up.
That's what you need to start calling them. Shut up.
I ain't forget about your mom.
Oh, my goodness.
I ain't forget about Mama Groves. I can forget his name, but not Mama Groves.
So sorry. That's because she's got an easy name to remember. Mom. Mom. Your mom. That's
hey, he's been looking for something to ride her brother on, but he finally got me on something.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little football. Cowboys versus Washington.
And I'll try to find this thing on Instagram.
Well, hanging with the boys.
Your new apartment's big. Such a great deal.
It's okay.
Just okay? What's not too...
Right above the subway!
Well, I bet you don't even notice it after the...
That's my neighbor, Angus.
A deal that's just okay is not okay. Get a great deal with America's best network. Come into an AT&T store and learn how to buy one smartphone and get a second one on us. Based on GWS One score, September 2018.
Now's a good time to tell you that SeatGeek is the new source of tickets for all your football needs this season. SeatGeek makes managing tickets easy, whether it's buying or transferring to a friend. They even tell you the best deals for every game based on their Deal Score technology, which rates every seat on historical data, price, and location. Download the SeatGeek app on your phone and take $20 off your first purchase using code DALLAS at checkout. SeatGeek, life's an event. We have the tickets.
Work the Cowboys way and channel the winning business tradition of the Dallas Cowboys and the Jones family at Formation. This dynamic workspace provides an elevated work experience on the Stars aspirational campus with exclusive membership options available to meet varying needs. Choose from open workspaces, dedicated desks, and private offices to leverage our home field advantage for your individual business success. Limited memberships are available now, so apply today at Formation at the Star.com.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
We're back. This segment is brought to you by Tommy John. Go to TommyJohn.com/Cowboys for the most comfortable underwear on the planet. If you wear underwear, unlike our co-hosts across the room from me,
let it hang, baby.
Go try them out. And this weekend, join us for the first official Dallas Cowboys away game watch party presented by AT&T on Sunday, September 15th. Enjoy a festive game day atmosphere on Tostitos Championship Plaza at the Star in Frisco as the Cowboys take on the Redskins. Free and open to the public. Activities include a live DJ, autograph opportunities, and more. For more information, visit thestarinfrisco.com. If you are in the DFW area, come check it out. It's going to be warm, but it will be a lot of fun. Nate, you're going to be a part of that, right? Y'all doing segments out in the plaza on Sunday?
Man, it's going to be – I'm telling you. When they told me – see, at first I was like, man, I was trying to fight that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they said we can wear collared shirts with the little star on it.
Mm-hmm. Little polo.
And then it just slacks.
Yeah.
I like y'all got – I'm all in. Yeah.
They're going to have that little covered thing for y'all, man, to stand under and stuff. So y'all should be –
I'm going to be breaking it down, bro.
Come out. Get to see our co-host, Nate Newton. Danny Surek will be out there with you guys. Who? Drew Pierce.
You said Shrek. Shrek?
No, Danny Surek.
Oh, okay.
Surek,
I thought you said Shrek.
I love Danny. She's awesome.
She is awesome. She's really good. And then –
Danny's a little pretty thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little short girl.
Yeah.
Come out. Check it out. They did one. We had a watch party when we played the Rams in the playoff game, and they had a ton of people out there, and it's going
to
be fun. So
and while you're
out
driving to come out to see Danny and Nate and mm-hmm. Broadus and Lindsay and the whole crew, turn your radio on in the car to 105.3 The Fan.
Yeah.
I'll be doing the pregame show as well.
He'll be in flip-flops soon.
I will be in flip-flops. I'll be in T-shirt, but I'm chilling.
Where will you watch the game?
From the studio.
So you'll be in the studio, yes. Watch it. And then do the post game after?
Yep. Yep.
And you'll be here, Nate.
Loving it. From the
star. All right, Cowboys.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Cowboys defense going against this Washington offense. Who do y'all want to talk about? Who should we watch this game?
This is my overall view right now. Tackle better. I don't want this game to be as close as it is. I think it'll be close, but I don't want it to be coming down in the fourth quarter because we missing tackles. I want us to do what's necessary defensively. We didn't tackle well, and everybody can say that was because of Mr. Barkley. I don't buy into that because we could fit in the holes better. Our fits weren't right. Our linebackers weren't getting downfield as quick as they need to. People say, well, it's the first game. I agree, first game. Second game, we should see a greater improvement. We don't need Xavier Woods making 11 tackles unless he hit some folks in the backfield on a couple of them. So that overall, right away, I want the tackling, and it must be better.
The biggest thing for me, alignment assignment. That's what it comes down to. One thing about the National Football League is if there's a hole in any part of your game the prior week, the next team's going to test it. They want to see whatever the leakage was that past week, did you fix it? And the last two real games, not counting preseason, the last two real games for the Cowboys, they've given up 395 yards rushing. There's a leak. There's a hole. And you're getting ready to face, in my generation, one of the best running backs. Now, I know he's on the tail end side of his career. Mm-hmm. I get that. He's long in the tooth. Adrian Peterson is still a good running back.
He still gets 25 carries.
Yes. And he's angry because he was a healthy scratch in week one.
Mm-hmm.
Two, he needs the money, so he's running for a different purpose. Yeah. Right? Three, he is a lifelong Cowboys fan.
Right. So if he's going to show up.
If he's going to show
this
up.
This is the week he's showing up.
This is the week that he wanted to be a Cowboy. When he was having all that situation happen, he wanted to sign with the Dallas Cowboys. It didn't work out for him. But there are a number of things. And people go, well, he's not thinking about that. Bull crap.
Let me ask y'all that. That's a great point. You played in Washington, came here. You played a few different places.
Mm-hmm.
When you play your former team, do you study just a little bit more, play just a little bit harder, practice just – is that in your mind whenever you do that?
It was in my – I ain't had to practice hard or nothing. It's just – there.
It's
it was,
there?
It was like
– motivation?
It was, yeah, it's like – yeah. Yeah. I ain't got to do nothing extra, but just me looking at you is going to be enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know how your mom, when you did something wrong, she done – and all of a sudden, the breaking point – well, she ain't hit you yet, but she looking at you.
She ain't even got to count. Yeah. My mom used to count.
Yeah.
I mean it. Three, two, or one. She started what? One, two, never got to three.
Yeah. So they give you that look.
Yeah.
That's how I felt about Washington for a long time. Mm-hmm. I used to be like, I ain't had much to say. Let's just play.
Yeah.
That is a real thing.
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing. Because at some point in time, you feel like the team that I left – didn't value me.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and one way or another, like either you didn't want to pay me and I left, either you cut me and I left. You know, something happened there where I'm no longer there.
Yeah.
And so when I get a chance to come back and face you, I want to let you know what you missed out on.
It's kind of like when that girl leaves you.
I never had that issue.
I did, so go ahead on.
Me too. A lot. Nah. She leaves you, and then it's like, you know what? I'm gonna look a little extra nice tonight. I'm gonna strut a little bit different.
Even if it's just in your own mind.
Your own head, yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah, man, I couldn't get this girl to like me when I was about the sixth or seventh grade. This girl just would not like me. But anyway, she back home.
You never been dumped, Jesse?
No.
Really?
Jesse was a smart dude. He liked one of my friends named my partner Jeff Polk.
Uh-huh.
Jeff Polk said, I ain't never had a problem because I always wanted girls that wanted me.
That's a good motto to live by. Yeah. Always more girls that want you.
Yeah.
Darius Geis is out for this game. So Adrian's starting.
Yes, he is. Jonathan is out. Jonathan Allen is out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody else we missed?
Probably Jordan Reed probably won't play. Concussion.
When has he played?
I know.
See, I'm going to be honest with you, fellas. guys that continually get hurt, and I don't care if they're superstars or not, after a while, they just can't do nothing for you. Yeah. Even when they had a brief period of he's back two games, all he's doing is just holding up somebody else's progress because he'll be gone. Mm. And he just can't do nothing for you. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
That's how I look at Mr. Reed. Unless he run off by 8, 9, 10 games, which I doubt it.
What about their quarterback? I haven't seen him play a whole lot. What are we looking at there in the quarterback position?
So here's the thing with Case Keenum. Like, mm-hmm. he wants to be like, he has a live arm. Like, Case is not afraid. He has some starting ability. He's not afraid to throw the football. When you look at how they came out last week, they came out last week because Case was throwing the football around the park. He's going to come out and challenge you for four quarters. Now, like Eli, he is prone to make mistakes. He is prone to throw the ball right to you. He is prone to throwing coverages that's not supposed to be thrown into, places the ball shouldn't go. You have to capitalize on that. But he is one who has a live arm. And if you think you can take a play off because he won't throw it deep or he won't throw it in your area, he will. But he'll also, you'll sometimes think, like, he ain't going to throw it here. And he will. And you got to, like, this fool and intercept it. So, like, Case is that kind of quarterback where if he's on – he's on.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's off, boy, he is way off. Like, he's that – and that's why he's never can really have that consistency you always talk about, Nate, that consistency where he finds a lane and is able to ride that lane. He's just – he's in and out. He's all over the place. But when he's good, he's really good. But mm-hmm. when he's bad, whew.
And, but see, Jay Gruden, just like the coach that he left in Minnesota, has gotten, got a lot of that out of him. Like – all right, if you're not on, we're not going to let you throw it. And he's been smarter.
Mm-hmm.
So the Cowboy, he had no turnovers last week. So the Cowboy is going to have to force some issues here because I think with Jay, that's why Jay let the other guy go to Minnesota because he would
Kurt,
do what, yeah.
Kurt Cousins.
Kurt would do the same thing, get live, and all of a sudden he get the feeling, and all of a sudden now he's throwing those bad balls. Well, you know, now I don't – in Denver, Case didn't last too long because he was that guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he cost him. He didn't help him. But I'm telling you something, man, we got to be weary because Gruden is used to not having that stud quarterback. They jumped out on the red – on the Eagles last week, and then all of a sudden they slowed down because the Eagles are a better team. But they still scored 27 points. So where do we look at that, Jesse? Do we take that as progress or that the Eagles let up at the end? It came down at the end, to the end. So I don't know how to play these Redskins. I know they're going to be tough.
Alex Smith last year, before he got that gruesome injury, the Redskins were 6-2. And part of the reason because Jay Gruden likes to have that quarterback where just don't cost us the game.
That's right.
Don't cost us a game. He's built a defense that is able to keep teams limited and to really challenge the opposing offense. But just take the throws that are there. Don't try to do more than what your ability allows you to
right.
do. And that was what Alex Smith was great at. Right? Alex Smith was like, "Listen, if there's a 5-yard check down, I'm taking it. I'm not going to allow my play to beat us. I'm going to take all the throws that they give me, and we'll move the ball down the field." And that's why he was able to put together long drives and give that defense a chance to rest. That's what he wants from Case. Just don't beat us. Don't you beat us. Make
right.
them have to beat us.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard enough already beating a team, but now trying to beat a team, and we are the reason they have opportunities from interceptions or bad plays. So for him, it's more so just don't beat us. I don't need you to be Drew Brees. I don't need you to be Patrick Mahomes. I don't need you to be Aaron Rodgers. I need you to be Case Keenum in the offense that we set forth for you to be successful in. Run that offense. And then primarily for them, it's run the football. And then use your tight end. Use your small little slot receiver. And then every now and again, we'll take a shot. We'll play action and take a shot. But don't you start audible and taking all these shots. And now we punting the ball or throwing the ball away.
Terry McLaurin
had a great debut.
Yeah, 125.
Yeah, talk to me about the receivers. 25. I know nothing about this receiving core.
The other Paul Richards, Trey Quinn, they are more than serviceable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's I'm thinking because Gruden never had that what you call shutdown lights out quarterback. He's learned how to maneuver his offense so it can be successful, and through the running game. So we'll see, man. But the more important thing is, will their defense, led by Kerrigan, will they give up 123 yards like they did last week? Because they gave 123 yards last week to the Eagles. They do that to us. It ain't no game. I'm just being honest.
Talking about the ground game?
Yeah.
Rushing?
They gave up 123 to the Eagles last week. And that's what started hurting them in that second half.
Yeah.
You know, mixed in with that pass. So I think our offensive line is just as good. Because I saw a couple of they played, but they knocked some folks off the rock. I'm talking about the Eagles. I mean, they knocked some folks off the rock. And De'Ron Payne and Kerrigan and all of them was getting knocked back. Linitis, all of them was getting knocked back. I didn't see much of Jonathan Allen, but the other guys, they were getting punished in that run game.
And to speak a little bit into the receivers, when you see how they design their receivers, a lot of their go-to guys, small guys, 5'11", 6', small little shifty guys, right? That's going to be key because they're set, and when you look at how Coach Rashard likes his cornerbacks are much bigger cornerbacks. And so they want guys who are able to run the quick routes, who are able to run the smoother routes in the 10 to 15 yard range. I'm not looking for the deep ball guys, and they have a couple guys who are taller, but primarily the guys that they're trying to get the ball to are guys who are quick throws, 10 yards, 8 yards. Get the ball to the smaller guys, quicker guys in space that they've separated and made some space, and then let them do what they do. Like, just get them the ball right now and then let them figure the rest out. Instead of having to take those 15, 20-plus yard chunk plays, I want to give it to these smaller, quicker, choppier receivers. Give it to them right now, 8 yards, 10 yards, and let them break one tackle and do their thing down the field that way. So offensively, again, it starts with the running game, but they want to get the ball out quick to these smaller guys and then let them dictate how the yards after the catch happen and build that way. And then every now and again, when you fall asleep, they'll take a shot.
That goes back to your point, Nate. That's the game plan on their part. You got to tackle.
Yeah. Chris Thompson is another shifty guy that's healthy this year. That's going to get some carries coming out of the backfield. Last week, caught 7 receptions, 68 yards. When we look at how they played that game, they jumped out on the Eagles, and all of a sudden the Eagles came in. People that didn't see the game think the Eagles smashed them. But the Eagles didn't smash them. They outplayed them because they had better athletes, and in the end, it just came down to they had one better play.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to them. It ain't going to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
The crowd going to be loud. Now, it's going to be a 25% Cowboy fan base, and they're going to have to, they're going to have to come through. But that tackling is going to be so key. I'm telling you now, I'm not one of them guys. I'm like Jesse. I would not say this if we'd have tackled better against the Texans, the Colts, and the Rams. I see some time where we didn't tackle well or fill the gaps, and that is what happens. And people say, well, Nate, you're giving them too much credit. I may be doing that. But Callahan is an A1 offensive line coach. He's about the best in the business. He would devise, and I mean, look at Eric Flowers. Anybody that I thought you didn't want to stain your coaching sheet with this. but he got it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Then he got an older Donald Penn from the Raiders playing left tackle, man. And he going to have them prepared and ready to go, bro. I'm telling you now.
And that's key because I take this young guy who's struggled his whole career in the National Football League. He was a left tackle and just couldn't get it. But I put him next to a veteran guy, a Pro Bowler, who's been to the Pro Bowl multiple times. And now I kind of almost hide him because I give him Donald Penn. I give him a little bit of stability.
Right.
I give him someone who can give him information and say, hey, look, You know what I'm saying? Right. So it's like, talk about a coach. He's saying this kid can't play left tackle right now. Right. He's already damaged goods at left tackle. So let me put him next to a dude who I know can play left tackle. Mm-hmm. And then now let me kind of hide his deficiencies while using his strengths
right.
in other areas, right? One of the biggest things about Eric Flowers was he was athletic.
Yeah.
So allow him to be that guard who maybe pulls, who gets to that second level, and not have to put the pressure of you being the cornerstone of this offensive line to keep that your quarterback clean.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, story time. On Hanging with the Boys.
For your next AT&T Stadium barbecue, gear up with OtterBox, the official outfitter of tailgating. It starts with the Venture Cooler. Built tough in America, Venture keeps ice for days and days. Or stay light on your feet with Trooper Soft Coolers, perfect for packing in your signature side dishes.
Tailgating wouldn't be complete without a beverage, so pour one into the OtterBox Elevation Tumbler. It keeps your drinks frosty and toasty. Discover more about OtterBox line of tailgate essentials at OtterBox.com.
Now's a good time to tell you that SeatGeek is the new source of tickets for all your football needs this season. SeatGeek makes managing tickets easy, whether it's buying or transferring to a friend. They even tell you the best deals for every game based on their Deal Score technology, which rates every seat on historical data, price, and location. Download the SeatGeek app on your phone and take $20 off your first purchase using code DALLAS at checkout. SeatGeek, life's an event. We have the tickets.
Want to use what the pros use? How about the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys? Jack Black. Right now you can get the Jack Black Starter, a curated collection of Cowboys locker room favorites for just $10 with free shipping. The starter includes 4 Jack Black skincare favorites plus a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Go to getjackblack.com/cowboys and use the code word TEAMJB. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys. The Jack Black Starter, $10. Free shipping.
The excitement of Dallas Cowboys football is back at AT&T Stadium.
The place is going crazy in Arlington, Texas.
Don't miss your chance to see the Cowboys live when they host their NFC East rivals, the Eagles, Giants, and Redskins, plus the Green Bay Packers and more.
Elliott works his way through and walks the dog.
Single game tickets are on sale now. Get them before they're gone.
First and goal, quarterback sneak. Prescott pushes up the middle. Touchdown.
Visit DallasCowboys.com to get your tickets today.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
We're back, but not for long. A few more minutes and we're going to get out of here.
Whoa!
Hey, get you some tickets to this Miami Dolphin game next week. They're probably going to be the cheapest ones you're going to be able to get all year. Sunday, September 22nd at AT&T Stadium. Come see us.
They're going to be the cheapest all year. So you, what that score going to be, man?
We'll talk about that next week. Save something, Nate. Save something for next week.
Well, we're talk, brother.
We're going to give predictions
tomorrow,
too.
The way you have already cursed us Cowboys. With that Louisiana curse, something going to give, Ryan, because you already done predicted it.
That voodoo.
Something's got, I'm telling you, there's no way it's going to be quiet around. It's the Dallas Cowboys. Something, there's going to, drama is on the horizon. Hopefully
knock
it's,
on wood.
Hopefully
knock
it's
on wood.
Like just Coach drama Drew on
said,
the football
you with
field.
Me, knock on wood. Yeah. Maybe, I love that
maybe
segment.
Not drama, maybe a Dak contract.
Well, something. Some kind of news. All right, that's the man I want to talk to right there, Douglas. We were talking yesterday off the air about DeMarcus Lawrence and the not signing the jersey and all that. You have a fun story when you were a kid about an autograph hygiene,
yeah, I guess
right?
I was probably in 6th or 7th grade, and my sport growing up was competitive swimming. And so I was at a local swim meet at SMU, and the big swimmer at the time in the mid-80s, was Steve Lundquist. He was an Olympic gold medalist, world record holder. So I went up to him at a swim meet and asked for his autograph, but I was wearing a Texas Longhorn jersey. And his buddy was with him and starts laughing. He goes, Steve, look, this kid's got Texas on. You're not going to sign that. And he signed it and gave it to me, and I said, thank you. And I walked off, and he'd signed somebody else's name. And so that happened to me as a kid, and I didn't think anything of it. I thought, well, that's a good point. I probably shouldn't have had that Texas jersey on.
Yeah, wow.
So I felt like, you know, the kid, you know, I understand why it's a little bit controversial with Tank, but surely the kid gets it.
Hey, man.
These kids these days, man.
You never know.
These kids.
But I got it. I thought, that was a good point.
Yeah. try to get Chris Beam in here, which probably is a good idea. He's not coming because we don't have that much time, because he would probably talk till about 2:30. But he was telling me a show, a story in the hall about how he was, hang on, he's on his way.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he has a great story about a former Cowboy player before. So Chris and his brother both work here for the organization. They've both been here for about 20 years or so. And he was in an airport, and there was one of your former teammates that was in the airport. And I'm going to let him tell it whenever he comes in here.
Who's the most famous person you've ever met?
Oh, Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali? Yes, did you ask for an autograph?
No.
No.
No, he used me as a prop, though.
What did you do?
Who's the most famous? We'll get back to that. Who's the most famous person you ever met?
You guys.
Trust me, this is my mom don't even claim me, so you might as well.
That I've actually met,
that you met
personally. Oh, probably it's got to be somebody like Dirk, somebody in the sports world, I would imagine.
For me, it was Michael Jordan. Right, I got a chance.
That's pretty big.
Yeah,
yeah.
I got a chance to meet. I had dinner with him. Like
legit meeting.
Legit meeting.
Hanging out.
Legit meet. Mm-hmm. I never asked him for an autograph. Never asked him for a picture.
Have you ever been starstruck? I tend to get I don't get starstruck, but I tend to gravitate more towards people that aren't like elite.
Right.
Elite. Like kind of your, kind of people that I guess feel more normal.
Yeah. I don't know if I was starstruck. The one person who I was excited to see, like Michael was super excited to see Michael. Mm-hmm. But Mike Tyson, oddly enough, I just was super excited to meet Mike Tyson. And we took a picture, and for some stupid reason, I thought it was a good idea to do the whole, like, take a picture and I put the fist up.
Uh-huh.
And, like, when I did it, he kind of looked at me. And he said, you a big boy. You about a heavyweight, ain't you? I said, I'm about 225. I said, probably. He said, yeah. He said, yeah, I got my eye on you. And I was like, why did I have my fist up against Mike? Like, there's something about Mike Tyson that just, even if he's 50 years old.
Right.
But
right.
I'm like, even now at 50, I think he teared me up.
Yeah. Did he have this, like, some people when you meet him, they just have this aura about them. Like, you can't explain it. They don't even have to say anything. You just feel electricity around.
He had that, but you also had that fear. Like, there was fear in the room. Because if he wanted to,
he could clear the whole room out.
And would like nobody be able to, like,
could stop him.
Who?
Kind of like Nate. If Nate wanted to get through that door,
like,
and we
Mike
all
Tyson,
tried to stop
bro.
Him.
Like, who was going
like
to, like,
Mike
who?
Tyson.
Who's going to be the first idiot to lean in when Mike's throwing those hooks to tell him to slow down and stop?
Right.
Please. No, you're done.
No.
Welcome to the show.
Hooks. We got out.
We
man.
Can.
What's going on?
What's up, Chris?
Speaking of throwing hooks.
Yeah.
What's up? Remember the time of me and Mickey?
Stop.
This ain't that kind of show, Chris.
No, stop.
Chris, I know you guys hung with Mickey this past weekend.
Stop.
Oh, Chris, that's... No. All right, please.
Stop.
We're ending the show.
We didn't want to bring that up.
Come on, let's go.
No.
Go ahead.
So, hey, you want to hear my story about...
This
about
is about you punched Mickey?
No.
No, come on.
No, my funny story about the whole thing with DeMarcus Lawrence.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Douglas told his story about trying to get an autograph from a swimmer. And I thought, since we talked about this yesterday, how... Sometimes it just doesn't happen, and it's not a big deal.
Right, but sometimes it doesn't work out so well for some people.
Okay.
So anyways, we used to go out to Cubs spring training camp out in Arizona in like 1995. My dad would take us out there. We'd go to spring training. So we were coming back on an airplane, and me and my brother, who actually he works here in the scouting department, we're at the airport, and we're just sitting. I mean, the Arizona airport at the time was, like, cleared out. There's, like, only, like, two gates. Everything else was getting construction. So this is before cell phones and all that kind of stuff. So we're sitting there, and this guy comes and sits next to me, and he has this board that says it's, like, Emmitt Smith had all these things on it. So, I look over, and my brother's really good at knowing people, mm-hmm. like, faces. And he's, like, tapping. He's, like, that's Emmitt Smith. I was, like, really?
How old were you at this time?
I was probably, like, 12, 13.
Okay.
Something like that. So my brother's, like, 15. So we just, we just, got autographs from, like, Ryan Sandberg and all these guys, right? So anyway, so he gets up. He kind of knows we were talking. So he gets up and goes to, like, the part of the airport where there's no seats, just kind of sitting over there waiting for the flight.
Moves away from you.
Like, moves away from us. Like, leaves. So me and my brother, like, we're trying to find a piece of paper. We're, like, and we walk over there and we're like, you know, hey, Mr. Smith, can we have your autograph? He's like, no, man, I'm busy. Get away. The funny thing is,
fast forward 10 years,
2002, Robert Blackwell hires my brother to work in the video department. Well, then Emma Smith comes in. Hey, man, you got my tape? My brother's like, nope, I'm busy.
Wow.
Stuff come around. Remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just let you know. Stuff comes around.
Shit, nope, yeah. I'm busy.
I'm not, hey, we're busy. I'm busy.
Did he ever tell him the story?
No, I don't think Emma knows that story.
I'm
he probably knows
though.
Now.
I'm a tenant.
We were those two kids.
Those two kids you
We were the kids in the Arizona airport that you said no to. Now, look.
Because
I didn't,
nobody
tell,
else
I didn't tell you this, but it was funny because we got on the airplane. We're sitting like four seats behind him, and like he signed all the autographs for the flight attendants because he wanted to get that free, you know.
Yeah.
You know, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Swag.
But hey, by the way, he was sitting in coach, just letting you know.
Back in the day, you know. Because nobody was paying
like,
for
hey,
it.
Just remember.
I'm going to get him.
All right. Thanks for stopping by.
That was real. Give us all, man. That was real.
Jesse. Man, thanks for being here again another day. Glad we hadn't run you off yet. Nate, thanks for bringing it. Douglas, thanks for doing what you do. William, thanks for getting us on the air.
What's your name?
Yeah, keep on. Keep on. No wings for you. No cookies.
Hey, you know what? Please don't bring no wings more than twice a month. Why? That would ruin me, bro.
Oh, dude.
Would ruin me.
9 o'clock last night, I was still full.
Yeah, and then my wife took this morning, I got up to go, and I'm looking for my 15 wings and my two brownies. I'm like, babe. Now, she had a choice between the Cowboys, chicken fingers, and the wings. Guess what?
Wingstop?
She threw the Cowboys in the trash and took the Wingstop and the Brownies with her.
Oh, and I saw, by the way, our boy Jay up in Rhode Island was listening to us on Periscope, said he never even heard of Wingstop. He was going to get wings somewhere else, went to Wingstop, and he's a fan now.
Hey.
So, thanks, Jay. Thank you. All right, Caden, thanks for not doing anything with the show. We will be back tomorrow. Mama Gross will be on the show.
It is
Fan
Thursday.
Fan Fun Thursday. Friday. Ooh. And we'll give you our predictions for the beatdown in Washington tomorrow.
It is Thursday.
Hanging with the boys.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!